This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
The Single Mom Success Podcast, episode 25. As long as my cup has the yummy, venti, peppermint mocha triple shot goodness inside of it, I don't care what the cup looks like. Heather Wells and the Single Mom Blog present Single Mom Success, the place for single moms to find support, inspiration, and the path to their own success. Hey everybody, and welcome to today's Single Mom Success Podcast. How are you? I hope you're doing fantastically. I am feeling a million times better. I did not do a podcast yesterday. I apologize for not having one up. But I had a raging migraine, which was brought on by the Colorado weather, which has been very warm considering we're in November. So we've had 60 degree days, 75 degree days. And so today is going to be like in the 60s, but then we're going to have snow tonight. And then it's going to be, I think, like in the 30s or 40s tomorrow. So anytime the weather starts doing this crazy up and down thing that Colorado does, it usually wreaks havoc on me and I end up getting pretty severe sinus headaches or migraines. So my apology for disappearing on you yesterday, but I'm making up for it today. So to jump into today's podcast, it's going to be covering what ended up being, it ends up becoming a very huge, broad topic, but based off something very small and absolutely ridiculous. So I don't know if you've noticed, but in the news, well, I'm pretty sure you have noticed, because unless you are living in a rock or you have no social media or news outlets available to you at all, you have probably seen this come across your Facebook feed, Twitter feed, Instagram, God knows what, news channels. It's ridiculously everywhere. And it brings up a couple of points for me. One, about just how absolutely ridiculous it is. And two, how absolutely brilliant it ends up being. and because of what the topic is about, it brings up broader topics. So I am talking about, of course, what apparently is one of the most important topics of the day and probably for the next week. Despite, you know, nationwide hunger, poverty, children and families being homeless, you know, very tenuous geopolitical relationships, wars, famine, hunger, things of that nature. But of course, the major topic that we are discussing is the Starbucks Christmas cup, right? That's what we're talking about. That's what is all over my social media feed today. And it's kind of horrifying, to be perfectly honest with you. And yes, I am feeding into it by doing this blog post, and I realize that I am feeding into it. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things, you know, it's like a car accident. You don't want to look, but you just can't help it. So before I start diving into my thoughts on this whole thing, I would like to mention and bring up and bring awareness to, while everyone is talking about this, there are bigger issues that are being neglected. There are families in poverty, you know, and a lot of us as single moms, we are those families, you know. There are, here in Colorado, skyrocketing rental and home prices. It's almost impossible to afford a place to live in Colorado. And, you know, of course, that comes from us recently, you know, making our legal change on our stance on pot and marijuana being legal here. So we've had an influx of people. And because of that, our rental prices and our housing market have skyrocketed. So there are a lot of families that are homeless now because they can't afford to live in places that used to be affordable for them. There are far more important things going on right now than the Starbucks Holiday Cup. And I would encourage you to, you know, look into those things, research those things, investigate those things, do something good for other people, donate food, donate clothes, donate money, do something to help and be a positive change and a positive force, and really pay attention to a lot of the other things that, because of all the stupidity that's out there and the things, the trivial things that we pay so much more attention to. And, you know, I'm not entirely certain why we do that. I think it's, you know, maybe it's because those are things that we can wrap our heads around. Not everybody can easily wrap their heads around, you know, geopolitics. Not everybody wants to dive into geopolitics. You know, for some people, it's a scary thing. It's easier to focus on, you know, who's dating who and who just got divorced and which football player poked somebody in the eye. Yes, my beloved Broncos, somebody poked somebody in the eye, whether it was an accident or not. You know, it's not the end of the world, but it gets so much attention. It is absolutely asinine how much attention these small things get. The dude didn't lose his eye. He didn't, you know, good or bad, you know, sportsmanlike conduct or not, accident or not, he's fine. But there is so much media coverage over it. There's so much media coverage over this stupid Starbucks cup. And it really drives me crazy. But, you know, and then you end up feeding into it. And I think part of the reason is because of how it was positioned. So if you are not familiar with what's going on, so Starbucks brought out their holiday cup. And in the past, they've had snowflakes, they've had reindeer, they've had, you know, little cozy cottages, they've had ornaments, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever. They've had those types of cups. And this year, they put out a plain red cup with their green logo. There is nothing wrong with that. It is their company, first of all. First and foremost, let's just explain that. It is their company. They can put whatever the hell they want on their cups. They can choose to make them transparent. They could choose to make them purple. I don't care. They are their cups. As long as my cup has the yummy, venti, peppermint mocha triple shot goodness inside of it, I don't care what the cup looks like. Unless it's got graphic, violent, naked people doing bad things on it, I don't care what their cup has on it. Okay? And depending on how tired I am, I might not even care if there's graphic, violent, naked people doing bad things on it. Because I need coffee. I don't care what they put on their cup. I don't care what they removed from their cup. But somebody decided to make a holy stink about it. And I mean holy. There is an evangelical, I have to be careful when I say it. It's one of those words that doesn't roll off my tongue very well. There is an evangelical pastor who, his name is Joshua something, starts with an F. I can't pronounce his last name. Feuerstein. I said that wrong, I'm sure. He went on Facebook and just had an absolute fit about these stupid cups and how there was a war on Christmas and how he was going to trick them into putting Christmas back on the cup and that, you know, Starbucks hates Jesus. And it was absolutely ridiculous. But here is the big problem that I have with this. People started agreeing with this fool. Like, I get that you are religious. And anybody who's listening to the podcast or knows me personally knows I am not a religious person. I do not subscribe to any particular faith or belief structure. I believe in a lot of different things. I have huge problems with organized religion as a whole, but that's just me. I do not say that it is bad for everyone else. I do not say that you shouldn't believe what you believe. I do not tell people that they should not believe what they should not, you know, what they believe, or that they're wrong for it. I do, however, have a problem with you assuming that because they didn't put out a cup that says, we hate Jesus. It didn't say that. Now, if the cup had said, we hate Jesus, you have every reason to be pissed off. They didn't. It is a plain red cup with a green logo. That is it. I don't see anything wrong with that. And I don't see it blatantly stating, we hate Jesus. Maybe they decided to save some money and not do multicolored cups. Maybe they just wanted to use red. What if they had come out with a red and green plaid cup, which, by the way, Starbucks, if you're anybody's listening, that would be awesome, because I love plaid. Red and green plaid with a wreath on the front of it around the Starbucks logo. Would that have gotten you all in an uproar? Is it just because it's plain red that you're upset, or because they removed the word Christmas? I don't even know if the last ones even said Christmas. Would you have been pissed off if they had come out with a cup that said, Merry Happy Kwanzaa? What if that was their religion and they wanted to express that? Would you have been pissed off then? I'm pretty sure you would. If they had brought out a cup that said Happy Hanukkah, if they were a Jewish company, Jewish faith-based company, and it said Happy Hanukkah, would you be pissed because it didn't say Christmas? Would it still then be a war on Christmas? But because they chose to put nothing but a red cup out, all of a sudden they are anti-Christian. They are anti-Christmas. They hate Jesus. My God. Your God. Like, seriously? I find that what drives me so crazy, and the reason that I jumped on this stupid Starbucks Christmas cup train, is because it just is astonishing to me that they did not set out to single out your religion or your belief in any way, yet you took it that way. That's what drives me crazy. They did not deliberately say, because we do not like Christians, because we don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, we are putting out a blank cup. That's not what they said. They chose to put out a plain red cup. Nowhere did they put out a press release that says, because we don't want to offend other religions. And even if they did, who cares? Is it not okay? Like, why all of a sudden is it a war on your religion and your faith because they don't want to offend any religion? That includes yours. But because they are not displaying your religious faith right there on that cup for you and everyone to see, it would be okay if they did that, but it's not okay for them to take it off so that it could be inclusive of all religions, so that people could potentially, because Starbucks is big on people decorating their cups. They have like a whole big platform about that. They've got cups that you can buy, that you can design and then bake, and then that's yours. It's designed that way forever, right? Like, they have a big thing about that. There's somebody who, I just saw it online somewhere, where there's actually a girl who takes the plain Starbucks cups and makes like beautiful like designs with them. I think she doesn't even like coffee, but she likes designing the cups, right? I think that that's brilliant. Take a black Sharpie. If you want it to say Happy Hanukkah or Merry Christmas or Happy Festivus for the rest of us, do it. You can do it. Why is it that, and it's just astonishing to me that, and I'm sure that there are other people in other faiths that do the same thing and that have the same problem, but Christians seem to be the most vocal about it. And it's not all Christians, because I know and love many of my family are religious and they're Christians, and they are beautiful, loving, wonderful people. They are what Christians are intended to be. Loving, welcoming, accepting. Like, that's the basis of that faith, right? Or at least it's supposed to be. But there are these just zealots who, it's like, the second something is not kosher with them, and I use the word kosher just as a pun, huh? All of a sudden, they are up in arms, and it's a war against Christmas, and it's a war against God, and this company hates Jesus. That is the most biggest piece of crap I have ever heard in my life. And it astonishes me that there are people out there that actually, like, that's how their brain functions. Now, get this, because here's the funny part. And it's so weird how these two are almost always really linked together. So you have the just kind of like huge Christian zealot, like just over the top, you know, like even Christians are like, you are not what the Christian faith is about. Like, you are not. But anyway, so these people, and then this guy, not only did he want to walk in to Starbucks to make a point about how they hated Christmas and hated Jesus, but he also made sure to make it a point that he walked in carrying his legally owned and legally carrying gun. Like, what is it with the gun wackos? It's so crazy to me how these two end up kind of being intertwined. It really is. Like, not only are we trying to take your guns, like, I'm going to prove to you that you can't take away Jesus from me and you can't take away my gun. It's not like anybody stopped him. Nobody cared. And it's just so crazy to me. So anyway, so this guy, he goes in, makes it a point to show that he's legally carrying his firearm. Good for you. You can now protect us from, you know, any caffeine-crazed people potentially in that Starbucks. But he goes in, and he orders a drink and told him that his name was Merry Christmas. Just so that when they gave him the cup, it said Merry Christmas on it. Now, here's the thing. He could have still gone in there and said, hey, my name is Bob or Joshua, whatever his name is, Joshua. And could you please write Merry Christmas on my mug? Or better yet, can I borrow your marker so I can write Merry Christmas on my mug? If it's that important for you to have frickin' Merry Christmas on your cup, go buy a Merry Christmas cup and give it to them and let them fill it. What is the problem with them having this red cup? But there are so many people who are up in arms, and these fools follow this other fool, and it's just amazing to me how people will jump on this crazy train, right? So anyway, now he's like, ha ha, I just tricked them into putting Christmas on the cup, blah, blah, blah. So I want you to start a movement, buying drinks and giving your name as Merry Christmas, and then post the results with the hashtag Merry Christmas Starbucks. Here's what I find absolutely awesome about this. Starbucks is a company that's going to sit there and go, you want to start a movement of sending people to come and spend money at our store? Okay. How is that going to hurt their feelings? You just told all of your crazy wackadoo followers to go and buy coffee at Starbucks. That's where the brilliant part comes in. Because if I was Starbucks, I'd be like, cool. Continue. By all means, sir. Please do. Come spend more money at our establishment to prove your point that the red cups are terrible. It's the most amazing thing. And I love it so much that this is going to end up. His whole point was, I want to prove to Starbucks that they can't tell me not to say Merry Christmas, or go trick them to say Merry Christmas. Starbucks will happily Merry Christmas. Thank you for your money. Like, I don't understand how he felt this was going to hurt the company or what point it was going to make. Because in all honesty, I have seen more awesome things come out of this. And they all make a valid point. And this is the reason that I decided to jump on this crazy train too, because one of the biggest issues that I have around this time of year, I love Christmas. It is my favorite holiday next to 4th of July. Christmas is, they're a close tie. Christmas, because I love the smells, the sights, the lights, the family, the getting together, the watching Christmas movies. My favorite tradition in my household is putting up the tree with my kids while we watch White Christmas, because that is my favorite Christmas movie. Bing Crosby and the dancing and the singing, it's my absolute favorite. And I love watching that and putting up the tree and singing the songs that are on the show. I love it. I love, you know, Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all the great Christmas shows, The Grinch. I love, you know, having the fire going and the Christmas ornaments and decorations, like just the whole Christmas vibe. That's like my favorite thing ever. And, you know, the 4th of July, because, you know, I like blowing stuff up and lighting fireworks, because, you know, that's just, who doesn't like doing that? But I like fireworks. But Christmas is the time for me where it's just supposed to feel warmer. Not temperature warmer, obviously, because in Colorado I freeze my butt off. That I would love Christmas more if it was warmer. So if Christmas could be a warmer holiday for me in Colorado, I would like it more. It would probably then top the 4th of July. I'm not a huge cold fan. If I had the money, I would buy a seasonal house somewhere tropical on a beach, and every time the temperature started to drop, I'd say adios, and I'd head that way with my kids. And then maybe come back for actual Christmas. But the time of year is supposed to be that time. I mean, that's kind of the whole thing around the holiday season, right? You're supposed to have, you know, more goodwill towards men, peace on earth, you know, be a better person. I mean, you should be a good person all year round, but the holiday season is supposed to be that time. But lately, it seems to be getting, like, hijacked. It's getting hijacked by people who want to say that Christmas should be a specific thing to all people, right? The holiday season should be specific. It should be about Christ because it's Christmas. I don't care. I don't care. I'm one of those people who leans more towards the scientific side of things rather than the fantastical religious side, because I'm not a religious person. You know, and if you were to believe about the whole Jesus thing and stuff, technically I think his birthday is supposed to be like in May. You know, there's a whole bunch of theories about it, but I just love this season. And it doesn't even have to be about the religion behind it, but there's those who, no, don't get me wrong, there are many, like I said, my family, I have friends and family who are, they're faithful Christians. They go to church. They believe, right? That's their whole, they love it. And I do not fault them for that in any way. And they, because they are the type of Christians who are loving and accepting and not zealots, accept the fact that I don't believe in the same way they do. Right? You know, we all get together for dinner on the holidays. We stand in a big circle. We hold hands. My family prays. I don't pray. I don't pray. And, you know, that's just me. But I still stand in the circle and hold hands. It's still a family thing. And they don't fault me for that. Right? They don't hold that against me. And they don't use it as a way of attacking me or making me feel excluded or making me feel like I'm wrong or bad. So around the holidays, that's like the love and compassion that I would hope for and expect. But it seems to be that lately, the holidays have become such a twisted version of themselves that people have kind of lost sight. I mean, seriously, a whole Facebook movement based on the design of a coffee cup. And it brings me right back to what I was saying in the beginning of with everything going on in the world, as a religious person who has a faith and a belief structure that is supposed to be built around love and giving and acceptance and loving your brother and forgiveness, like most religions are, with all of the problems that are in our world, the homeless, the hungry, the abused, the neglected, you're choosing to use your religious platform to try and shame a company about their coffee mug. That's really the meaning of Christmas for you, is to stop and take all the time that you can and pour all the energy that you can into trying to shame a company because they don't believe what you believe or choose not to print what you believe they should about a holiday that they may or may not endorse. They didn't exclude your religion. They excluded all religion. It wasn't a religious statement. It is a red-colored cup. Period. If I choose to wear a red shirt that has Christmas trees on it and blinking lights and the most god-awful, ugly Christmas sweater I can find, but it doesn't say Merry Christmas, it doesn't mean that I am insulting your religion. I find it so amazing how they are focusing so much on a perceived slight instead of actually focusing on things that are really, truly wrong. Things that they could actually do something about. Pour your energy into that. How about we do that? How about you spend your time and your social platform, because clearly you have a large number of wackadoo followers, how about you use that Christian faith to do something good instead of trying to shame a company for something that they did not even do? They put out a solid colored cup. Had it been green, had it been purple, had it been orange, would you have cared? And I think you would have, because it didn't say Merry Christmas. But guess what? It also didn't say Happy Hanukkah. It also didn't say Merry Kwanzaa. It also didn't say any of the other religious sects. It didn't cover any of them. But yet you perceive a slight, because it's a war on Christmas. Bull. There is no war on Christmas. You believe it or you don't. There is no war. You celebrate it or you don't. You believe in the mythology behind the holiday or you don't. And yes, I said mythology because for me, that's what any non-proven story that isn't fact-checkable is mythology to me. But again, it's not my faith. It's not my religion. And I'm not saying that anybody else is wrong for believing it. What I am saying is spend your time doing something else. Do something good. Do something good with that energy. Because right now, really, all you're doing with this little Merry Christmas Starbucks movement is giving Starbucks more money. Like, really, that's all you're doing. Because on one side, you've prompted your followers to go in and do this thing in order to, you know, further your cause. They are buying more coffee. And then on the flip side, the people that you have annoyed are going to go in and buy coffee just because you annoyed them. Starbucks wins either way. All you have done is put more money in their pocket. And they're not going to care. They're not going to care. They're going to be like, thank you. We'll do it again next year. If they're smart, that is exactly what they will do again next year. Any company that sees a burst in profit because of something like this, They're not stupid. Because here's the thing. They've only offended a few of you. They didn't do anything offensive. All they did was put out a red Christmas cup. Period. You know, I find so often that people get so upset over the smallest things, and I'm wondering, you know, I don't know if it's a religious thing, I don't know if it's just a personal thing, but it is, it's amazing to me. There's so many different people in the world. There's some that, you know, they see it like I do, even whether they're religious or not, and go, okay, it's not a big deal, it's a coffee mug. It doesn't change what I believe. It doesn't change my faith. It doesn't change what I know to be true for my own personal truth. I don't understand why there are some that feel like people, you know, if you have faith, if you believe in something and truly believe, if that is your personal truth, if God and Jesus and the Bible and everything that you believe in, if that is your personal truth, no one can make that go away. Certainly not a company putting out a red cup. So this war on Christmas that you envision, this war that you think is out there, what are you so scared of? Is your belief structure so thin that you think that a company putting out a Christmas cup that doesn't say Merry Christmas will make people stop believing? Because from what I know of true Christians and people who have a very solid religious base, there's nothing that will sway them from that. No argument, no discussion, no scientific proof. You know, there's, because it's faith, it's belief. That's why it's called faith. You believe it with your heart, with your soul, with your whole being. So how is somebody not putting words on a cup going to declare war on your belief structure? It's not. It's not. And if your faith is so easily shaken, then that's something you need to examine within you. But for me, the things I believe, the things that I know are true, my personal truths, there's not much that's going to shake those. There's really not. So that's today's podcast. I know it's a little different than what I would normally post because it's, you know, like I said, it's not really necessarily single mom based, but it's something that I think is important because I think we spend so much time and energy focusing on these unimportant things that we don't see the forest for the trees. We don't see the things that are really important. As a single mom, I know that there were many, many years where I focused on all of the bad that was going on, all of the negativity that was around me, all of the, you know, around this time of year, unfortunately, sometimes it brings out the worst in people instead of the best. I mean, go to a Black Friday sale, my goodness. People are horrible around the time of year when you're supposed to be better, you know? And I think that we tend to focus on that. We tend to focus on the bad. We tend to focus on the negative because that's sometimes all we're presented, you know? So this thing really hit me and struck a nerve with me because it's like, God, all I'm seeing is about this stupid red cup and how people are up in arms about it. And really, why are we focusing on that? Why don't we focus more on what we're going to do with our family for the holidays? How much time are we going to get to spend with our kids? Let's not focus on the negative. I mean, there were many, many years for Christmas where I didn't know how I was going to put presents under the tree, and I was only able to do a very little bit, and I felt horrible. But then I had someone remind me, you know what? There are some families without trees. There are families without homes. Not just we can't give gifts to our kids, but we don't know how we're going to feed our kids. We don't know how we're going to put a roof over our kids' heads today. There are families that are sleeping in their cars who don't even have a place to put a tree. And I remembered how important it was to be thankful for every single little thing that I have. And that is what the holidays should be. It shouldn't be about what you get or how much you can spend or how much your children can get. It should be about the people you love and being with those that you care for and having that and realizing that there are so many things in this world that you do have to be thankful for. There are parents who don't get to celebrate with their children. There are parents who have lost their children that don't get to see their babies because their babies have passed away. But you get to spend your holiday with your babies. There is always something to be grateful and thankful for. And there's always going to be those stupid little non-insignificant things that try and distract from that. Today it is a red Starbucks coffee mug. Tomorrow it will be what politician said what, which neighborhood wouldn't let a nativity scene be put up, which family decided not to put up Christmas lights instead of doing something else. It's a constant distraction of all the should've, would've, could've, didn't, why shouldn't they. It's a blame game. It's a pity party. There's so many things out there. And this time of year, specifically, is the time where you're supposed to really take stock of the things that are actually important. Actually important. You, your family, your children, your loved ones. Remembering the people who don't have family or children or loved ones. The homeless man on the street, the soldier who doesn't have a place to go, the children who lost their parents and don't get a Christmas this year. There are so many things in this world that are more important than a coffee mug. And whether you're Christian or not, just being a good person, that is what should be more important. All of those things should be more important than a coffee mug. So I hope that today's podcast has been enjoyable. Sort of me up on my soapbox instead of anything like, you know, supportive. But it's really something that has been bothering me more and more and more every year, because it seems we've gone further and further and further away from what supposedly the quote-unquote true meaning of Christmas is. And, you know, this whole Starbucks cup thing just sort of brought it back into focus, because it's a religious personality who's doing everything possible to show why this is wrong instead of focusing on maybe something else that's actually truly important about the holidays. So I hope that you've enjoyed this. Please, again, if you're not listening to this on the Facebook blog, please go do so. Or not the Facebook blog, sorry, the Single Mom Success blog. So the singlemomblog.com. Speaking of coffee, I think I need some more coffee because I can't even remember my own blog. The singlemomblog.com. Please go check it out. There's a lot of other articles there, a lot of other blog posts. We love having new visitors. Be sure to subscribe to our list so you get notified anytime there's a new blog post or podcast. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. You've been listening to the Single Mom Podcast, the place to go for support, encouragement, and maybe a few laughs along the way. Please also make sure you head on over to the Single Mom blog for more great stuff for single moms. We have resources, free things to print out, great articles. Can't wait to see you there. Be sure to leave feedback and comments, because we love hearing from other single moms. And if you like this podcast, please be sure to subscribe.